Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The video seems to show pictures of what appears to be the shooting of the former Pakistan Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto. Seems to contradict the official version in Pakistan of Benazir Bhutto's death. Officials insist the opposition leader was not shot. The video shows the alleged gunman apparently firing at Benazir Bhutto as she waved to supporters after the campaign rally in Rawalpindi. Her hair and shawl seem to be raised up by the impact of the bullets, and she does quite clearly seem to fall forward into the car before the bomb is set off.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. It is the last day of 2007. It is really hard to believe that 2007 went by so fast. It is the quickest year in my memory, and everyone else I talk to says that it seemed like it was half of what 2006 was. I'm back live. I'm very honored and blessed to be your talk show host. I'm humbled. And I'm very excited that we have 3 hours laying out before us with no guests today because I've got a lot of news and information I'll be covering. I also want to take your phone calls. We'll be taking a lot of those today on the Benazir Bhutto story, the Mexican government to forcibly implant over 200,000 people, what's happening with the economy, the primaries coming up, both Republican and Democrat, kicking off in Iowa, Michigan, of course, New Hampshire, Wyoming. 1-800-259-9231. I was also very reflective in the last week and wrote a bunch of notes about basic topics and points and areas that I wanted to get into, and we'll be going over some of those today as well. And I'm going to attempt to go to the prisonplanet.com message board and also take some of the comments or questions out of there and comment on those on air as well. Again, the toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, and it is the last day of 2007. You're also welcome to call in and give me your prediction for what's going to happen in the new year. Will the neocons launch an attack on Iran, an aerial bombardment with the Saudis? Will Iran respond? Will that then launch what could be the beginning of World War III? What do you think is going to happen to the economy in 2008? Finally, top economists and others are signaling recession. We've been in one for over a year. They're now signaling that we are probably going to have one. That means a deepening recession in 2008. Got a lot of financial news on that front. That is just some of what we have before us today. Also on the Big Brother police state front, the news that came out in the last week, and this is just a small slice of what I have, is all very, very revealing to see the shape of things as they now firm up and fully materialize the electronic cage, the dehumanization, and finally extermination grid that is being put into place around us right now. That architecture is exactly as we stated how it was constructed, but now it's being publicly displayed and end-capped and beta-tested by the New World Order. So a lot of what you're going to hear me talk about on the police state front, I talked about again a decade ago, because I was going off Pentagon documents and MIT documents and think tank statements, but now it's just all mainstream news. The total tattletale society, the total CPS society, the total social worker society, the total control grid, a reign of terror by murderous control freaks, forced drugging. It's hell is being released, and we haven't even hit the storm front yet. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're first going to cover the Benazir Bhutto story. Then I'm going to get into the latest Ron Paul developments, then the police state, and, of course, the economy. Gold right now is at 844, pushing its all-time record. The dollar is basically stagnated with a 60-plus cent reduction in purchase power. I actually heard mainline financial news this morning on the radio. They had this financial analyst on, and they were literally saying, oh, we might have a recession, oh, but it's good to have a weak dollar, and we don't have a lot of inflation, and the currency's great. I think the public, some of them still believe that. And I'm not saying lying to people's good, but I can kind of understand how these financial analysts lie to the public. They want to keep the dog and pony show going while they get their money out of the country or transferred into hard assets. But if you just have any grasp of finance or any grasp on politics or any grasp on the geopolitical makeup regionally, economically, spiritually, you just know that so much of what is pushed by the media and put out is total lies or propaganda or spin. And a lot of time they actually tell the truth about what's happening, but they then just tell you it means something else than what it actually does. And then some people say, well, that's your opinion, Bubba. That's kind of a religious dogma now in this country. That, well, everybody's got an opinion, and there really isn't any set reality. It's what you think it is. No, I assure you that jumping off a 500-foot cliff onto a bunch of spikes at the bottom with no parachute or no glider of any type, that you're going to get hurt real bad, and 98% of the time you're going to die. You make that 1,000-foot cliff with spikes at the bottom, you're going to die every time. Now, see, that's a guarantee. Or it's a guarantee that if you went to a steel mill and climbed up on top above the slag heap and jumped into a molten pool of steel that was 4,000 degrees, that you're going to die, that you're going to flash into a gust of hot vapor and steam. In about 2 seconds, you're going to be completely burned to a crisp. There'll be nothing left of you but a handful of ash in the steel. I guess doubling is coke to heat it. So it is not my opinion about the global government. It's not. So many people I've talked to, they think that they choose politically what they want to believe. Oh, I choose to believe Bush is good. Oh, I choose to believe Hillary is good. Well, you can have your opinion, but I choose this. And some people, email me and say it's a popular refrain that I'm a fearmonger. But I told the story when I was on a Genesis show Sunday night with George Butler and Charlotte Littlefield, that morning my uncle was visiting town, and we went over to a local Austin Park in the hill country. We went for about a 5-mile walk, and we came to a cliff a couple hundred feet high, and we were leaning out over it, and I was like, man, feel that cliff, feel that fear. My uncle was, yeah, feel that cliff. And people are like, what does it mean, feel that cliff? Your brain literally gets dizzy. It almost forces you. You can't even control yourself to lean back, to move away. You're pushed away from the edge of the cliff. Now, is that fear-mongering by your instincts, by your brain? No. Your body is saying, that's a couple hundred-foot cliff. You're probably going to die, or it's going to hurt real bad. You're going to have compound fractures and break your hips and break your shoulders and break your arms, probably break 20, 30 bones, if you're lucky. That's if you lean into the wall and kind of drag your arms across it till they're bloody pulps. As you fall down, you may just break your back. But 9 times out of 10, you're going to die in that 200-foot drop. So, see, I come on air with the analysis, with the information, with the facts, and then if people want to say that is fear-mongering, they're welcome to. In fact, many times I come on air and say, I can't think of words in the English language to describe how perilous and how serious things are militarily, economically, spiritually, physically, medically, how serious the crises in this society is and how many different problems we have. Our problem is the public doesn't have enough fear. The public isn't concerned enough. The public has not even 1/100th of a grasp of just how dire the situation is and just how criminal the elites are that are running our society. That is the problem. That is the major issue here. And when you study elites, and when you study what they've done throughout history, the fact that the elite have a grasp on how to control people, how to torture people, how to kill people, how to dumb people down, how to intimidate, how to balkanize, how to play groups off against each other, divide and conquer, but at the same time, they have blind spots and do self-destructive, crazy things. In fact, I've read several mainline Roman histories of it. You really ought to go out. It's semi-pornographic, so don't show it to any youngins. But why don't you go out? I've never seen the film, but then I watched it this weekend, and it was quite accurate. In fact, it was actually a whitewash, but still so shocking you'll have trouble believing it. Why don't you go rent the movie Caligula? Well, why don't you go rent that? And why don't you sit down and watch that? And then realize the elite running things today make Julius Caesar look like an angel, and they make Caligula and Tiberius and all the rest of them look like angels. By the way, Caesar was an angel compared to Caligula and Nero and Tiberius and the rest of them. They came hundreds of years after them. But see, the average person just doesn't have a historical grasp. Well, you can't even imagine what elites always do. Not some of the time, not part of the time, always. And to watch this elite cold-bloodedly, I mean, they're not just having mass exterminations for entertainment or huge execution machines grinding children up in front of them for entertainment or running around at parties, slitting throats and drinking blood and murdering children. I mean, and they do that at their parties, too. But they're putting viruses in your vaccines, poisoning us, spraying us. Thousands of companies, open air, genetic splicing, hundreds of different combinations per chimera, open air with it already spreading and new super viruses and bacteria everywhere and all sorts of new diseases and everything from cholera to leprosy to drug-resistant TB exploding across the Western world and imploding markets and families falling apart and the public unable to hold conversations, stumbling around stupidly everywhere. And this is only the beginning. It's going to get worse and worse and worse as society unravels. And that's just one little facet of it. We need to let the people see the full horror. I mean, you can study this 24 hours a day. You can literally focus on this and try to find the truth. And you'll just, it's a bottomless pit. You'll never get to the end of their crimes. You'll never get to the end of the evils they're doing. Just, I mean, I'm constantly amazed. Just when I think I can't be amazed anymore by these people's crimes, And they're just scientific abandon, scientific evil. I mean, they desperately go about engaged in wickedness. And I never knew what that meant when I read it in the Bible when I was a teenager. Desperately committing wickedness, desperately wicked. By desperate, it's like somebody just grabbing and snatching and fighting for their lives. I mean, they're putting every ounce of energy, their muscles are knotted up and bulging, and their eyes are bloodshot. If you had to put it into a human analogy of exertion, it's like some power lifter trying to squat 2,000 pounds. I mean, every sinew is every brain cell is focused on driving the weight upward. Total commitment to evil, to scientific prosecution of death and destruction against you and your family. I think that really boils it down. And frankly, I don't know of many other people that even out there in the Patriot or Truth movement that even begin to grasp the full width and breadth of what is on the record. I mean, I had one of the heads of the Lakota tribes on yesterday, a pretty famous fellow. He, of course, was in Wounded Knee in the 70s. I had him on, and the stuff he was talking about the U.S. government doing to the Native Americans was mild. And he was apologizing on the show for having to say it. He was apologizing. He was, I'm sorry I have to say that the government's broken its treaties with us and done really bad things to us. And it was mild. I mean, I was going, well, wait a minute. In your area, it was over half, but 40-plus percent of your women were sterilized in the 70s forcibly. He's like, yeah, that's true. And I'm like, this is all part of the global government. He goes, yes, I know about the New World Order. That's true. And I said, well, why don't you just come right out and say really what's been done to you? See, even a guy who's been in shootouts with the feds and been attacked and one of their chiefs, it's all watered down. I mean, we've been trained to be timid. We've been trained to not present just how serious it is. I'm done candy coating stuff, okay? All right, your calls are straight ahead, then I'm going to get into a bunch of news. A lot more right here on the GCN Radio Network, PrisonPlanet.com, TruthNews.us, and the websites.
Ted Anderson, December 31st, 2007, Happy New Year Gold. 838 38 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $862.92, $425.20 for half, $212.60 for quarter. That's $862.92, $425.20, and $212.60. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as Dr. No, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at berkeywater.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
I saw the photograph. He blew his mind out in a car. He didn't notice that the lights had changed. A crowd of people stood and stared. They'd seen his face before. Nobody was really
We're back live. Let's go to your calls. Mike in Tennessee, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello. I'd like to make a fast prediction. My cell phone's about to die. I'd like to make a fast prediction about 2008. They tried to start World War One the same way, assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand. I think that's what they tried to do with killing Bhutto. And you see...
Yeah, I'm going to comment on that after we take a few rounds of calls, but... I certainly had that same thought. They started a bunch of wars, not just World War One, with assassinations.
Yes, of course. And I mean, they're calling it an international crisis and blaming Al-Qaeda again. I mean, you know every time they blame Al-Qaeda, something's up. Because
every
time
they do it, they say Al-Qaeda. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I mean, it was planted by CIA, Al-Qaeda. I mean, Bin Laden lived near CIA headquarters. I mean...
By the way, I went and saw Charlie Wilson's War last night. Absolute bull. From start to finish, total bull.
I saw the commercials. I thought what I saw was bull. I mean, any movies depicting wars are usually propagandists. Like,
absolute total bull. Wait till I break that down.
Like Pearl Harbor, things like that, they forget to mention... What really caused it? It's propagandist.
Yeah, well, it looks like they're starting a Cold War up again with this sucker. Anything else, sir?
Well, I'd just like to thank you for putting your show on about every day. I've been listening to you for quite a few months by a friend, and I'd like to tell everybody you are an idiot if you think that he's a 6-foot reptile.
All right, thanks for the call. Again, it isn't about Alex Jones. People all the time want me to address things, and I mean, I got an email this morning. Some guy named Alex Jones, I think in Illinois or something, killed somebody, and now they're on the web saying I'm killing people. I mean, you know, it isn't about me. You know the information. You know what's going on. You're awake. It's all in your hands, listeners. It's up to you. You want to know who's going to turn the New World Order around? Look in the mirror. This is a big deal. In fact, I'm going to speak to that later in the show. Joe in Pittsburgh, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, man?
Good.
I wanted to ask you something about the so-called family courts. And, well, I'm not sure how universal it is across the United States, the pseudo-court systems for family that they have. But I'm in a fight here to win custody of my 8-year-old daughter, and it's just the hoops that they're making me jump through. And now they're telling me it's just part of the normal process.
Yeah, you're guilty until proven innocent. You've got to have CPS at your house investigate you, social workers, the state has to certify you. Doesn't matter if they're 5 times more likely than any other group to abuse children. The worst group out there is the one that certifies everything. And, I mean, just run around ninnying and talking a sappy voice, and they'll probably throw gold at your feet. I mean, it's all completely staged. It's all political correctness. And then you go before a judge, and they sit around and they decide, because we can't have juries deciding. Again, this is Roman civil law that is trade law that goes back to around the same time that we got our common law. And they just set up these civil systems, but now they're giving them, force of law, force de jure, or force majeure, just in your face. It's just all tyranny.
Well, I'm at the second to last step before I actually get to go in front of a judge, I guess. And
yeah, first you're thrown to the social workers, and now you get to go before the lordship.
Exactly. But they're going to make me go through a mandatory psychiatric evaluation and everybody in my household. And
let me guess, you have to pay for that, right?
Exactly.
It's all part of the new freedom. Stay there, sir. It's all part of the new hell, and it's only beginning. Everyone will have multiple social workers visiting you on a weekly basis when they're done. They are coming. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider, with same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra. Rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle and is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling. Like their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates and a dog stem rose. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that you love me, baby. Everybody knows that you really do. Everybody knows that you've been faithful. Give or take a night or two. Everybody knows you've been discreet, but there were so many people you just had to meet without your clothes. And everybody knows. everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
All right, we're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Joe in Pittsburgh. Yeah, they're announcing we're going to have social workers over our houses, over the environments, over all our children in England, in Australia, in New Zealand, in Canada. It's already started. It's now starting here. Hillary wants to make kids go to school when they're three. When you get them in Head Start, you get three CPS visits a year. They're grabbing over a million kids a year. It's all expanding exponentially. And, yeah, with the state in the middle of people's marriages, and the whole marriage license started, blacks had to get a license to even be able to marry other blacks, much less whites. Gun laws started for blacks. And people said, oh, well, it's just for them. Now it's for everybody else. Then they bring you into their whole corporate law structure. And the whole time they're looking for dirt on you. A lot of times they'll just make it up. And this is what happens when a divorce takes place. What, did your wife or ex-wife file a restraining order on you?
No, I have a very strange situation. My grandmother, my maternal grandmother, has custody of my 8-year-old, and the biological mother is totally disinterested with anything to do with our child, and they sort of banded together against me. And they also have the state on their side because my grandmother is receiving the subsidies, the welfare, the cash assistance that I have to pay for. So, I mean, the deck is...
Well, look, just don't make it nasty. I think the better thing to do is just bury your pride. And I know these women get wicked. Lord knows they do. Everybody does. Men do as well. And you know, it's better to just turn the other cheek on the surface and say, look, you can keep the money. Just let me take care of the child. Because these fights, and I'm not saying in every case, I'm not saying what you should do in your case. It's just better to bury the hatchet, and then a lot of times once the fighting's over, these people won't even want the child anymore. But listen, you're in a good position it being your grandmother. So that's better than it being child raping services, child drugging services, child kidnapping services. MK Ultra services, and that's where they got most of the kids for MK Ultra, was through the government. These cases are all so varied and wide that, believe me, you're in a lot better position than some people.
Well, see, they put my daughter on Zoloft now. She's been in.
Well, that's the reason to get rid of them. Yeah. Listen, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. And these type of calls just tear my guts out. I didn't know that. Yeah, they teach him that if a child throws fits or a child gets upset, that they're mentally ill. Well, all children throw fits. All children get upset. That's normal. And instead of getting them off 10 popsicles a day and 5 hours of television, and instead of just spending time with them, grandma wants to watch soap operas and go to church and vote for George Bush or whatever she does, or vote for Hillary. And so they want to hop them up on drugs that will literally eat holes in your daughter's brain, as you know, and screw up her heart. And I mean, it physically is deadly poison, and that's all admitted, and causes massive increases in suicide. And then the child will get more and more screwed up, and then the psychiatric system use that as evidence to hop them up on more. But humans are very, very resilient, and so I'd say fight them hard. Most of the social workers are control freaks. Again, they have the highest percentage of pedophiles in their ranks, but that's still a small percentage. Most of them got into it to be control freaks or because they're do-gooders or because their parents abuse them. They think everybody else is abusing. They're out to punish their parents. And this has even been admitted in psychological studies of them. I went to college with some of these people. They would openly say, my mother beat me. I'm going to make her pay by getting other bad parents. You know, they're just total fruitcakes. They shouldn't even be allowed to wipe their own noses, much less go out and seize children. And the best thing to do is act like you like them. Make yourself act friendly towards them. Make yourself charm them. Don't sit there and tell them stories about how bad your wife is either. Just say, I'm the biological. You know, the mother wants to park the daughter, my daughter, with my grandmother, and now they've got an incentive to drug kids. And on the surface, just act like you're for the drugs. And then you can secretly titrate the dose down and give your daughter, because she'll tattle, of course, on you. She's already been conditioned to do that, I'm sure. Again, this is how the state destroys families, divide and conquer. You'll have to slowly replace the medication. You'll have to have full custody first. You'll have to slowly replace the medication. But then the problem is that when she's with them, then they're going to be inspecting and checking all of that, and then they'll try to. It's a horrible system they've devised. We're already 40 minutes into this broadcast. I literally have 10 different stacks. No exaggeration, more than 10. We'll see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 stacks of news here. Then again, everything I just said about this system, it's 10 times worse, 20 times worse. We're being basted, incrementally marinated in this evil. And the society's falling apart. It's designed in their own textbooks from 100 years ago, 80 years ago, 50 years ago. They said that they would do this. They said it was designed to do that. It's prima facie. It's on its face. They admit it was to wreck the family. They admit it was to teach you how to be an idiot and to not be able to read and not be able to learn how exciting it is to be informed. It's all stated. John Dewey, the head of modern education, said it is a travesty and a crime to teach Americans how to read. They're too educated. We can't have socialism until they've all been dumbed down. It is by design. You are convicted. But it's compartmentalized. The average social worker, the average teacher, the average person, the average cop thinks they're helping. And they do help. But within the crisis they created, within the crisis that the architects created. I mean, every cop I talk to knows the government's been caught hundreds of times shipping in heroin, cocaine, ecstasy, LSD, you name it. They introduced all that here, literally. And every week there's a new government truck or jet landing being caught with drugs or crashing full of heroin or cocaine. Now they're putting out exotic drugs. And every cop you talk to goes, yeah, I know they ship it in, but still, you know, we're doing our job raiding people's houses and taking zit-faced teenagers to jail when they got the drugs, which puts them in with more drug contacts, and all the studies show they get on more drugs. But you still pull me over when I don't use your trash and ask to search my car. I want to literally throw up on you. I don't use your filthy, stinking drugs, both prescription or illegal. In fact, I'm almost off coffee. I'm down to one cup a day instead of 5-6 cups a day because I know that's a stinking system you've got a bunch of control over and that you're regulating and starting to tax. I'm even going to get off your stinking coffee, scum. How do you like that? Oh, I hate you. And I'm telling every young person out there, don't you ever use their filthy, stinking drugs so these hired mercenaries can get you in their private prisons owned by the drug cartels. Don't you ever use them. Beat them! Don't use their drugs. Hate them! Hate them! Your hatred of them can overpower your addiction to their stinking drugs! You got all the drugs you need in your brain right now when you get fired up and stop being a slave. You got everything you need. I'm telling every one of you young people out there, I'm so mad that they've got you on their stinking marijuana and their stinking heroin and their stinking cocaine, all their stinking pills. Get off it right now! Stop using their trash! You go, well, wait a minute, you're for drug decriminalization. That's right, I am. But don't expect me to be part of your drug head culture and think it's cool. It isn't cool! And everybody should quit drinking, too, because you'll forget and get in the car, and they'll get you in their clutches. See, they want to put the drugs in the water and the food, and they're now starting to do that. They want you on their trash. Get off of it. All right, I said I'd take calls. I'm getting really mad, folks. When I'm on air, I get really fired up and angry. When I'm off air, I'm really reflective. I'd sit there in a chair this week for like 2-3 hours late at night just thinking. And all these things I wanted to come here and talk to you about, all these ideas and all these systems of thought and understanding, and a lot of it pretty simple, but at the same time, the simple ideas are very deep. And we miss them because we're so busy with all the minutia. And then I just get on air and I just start thinking about them. I mean, they ship the trash in and then they take us to jail when they catch us with it. There's one solution and one solution only. Do not use their filth. And every movie I go see, it promotes and glamorizes cocaine, alcohol, drugs, even the anti-drug shows on TV. It's advertising it. All the studies show that, too. In Europe, for the last 10 years, they put up all these billboards of people on respirators. They did it in Canada. Don't smoke, it'll kill you. Smoking doubled. Just like the Fed started in 1990, death education in public schools across the country with grants. Since 1991, guess how much suicide has gone up in the school system? More than 5,000%. Well, of course, you start advertising it. You start advertising that. These people knew that. They knew. They're evil. Haven't you gotten that through your noggins yet? You put your children in public schools to be taught how to go on Ritalin and Prozac and how to commit suicide? Oh, but they're teaching you not to, right? But they're talking about it. I remember sitting there in like seventh grade during sex education, and I never really thought about sex or wanting to have sex, and I'm sitting there hearing about it, and I'm looking at the girl next to me. They know exactly what they're doing. Destroying innocence, ladies and gentlemen. That's what it's all about. It isn't because I'm backwards and square that I don't want sex education. The sex education they're given is meant to get them into it. And as fun as it is, it causes a lot of heartache and problems very quick. Disease, you name it. And it produces a bunch of abortions as well. So I don't think it's cute. So you're also taught all this evil is cool. It's not cool. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. It's just, I think about how they're wrecking society. Blacks had 90-plus percent legitimacy. That is, they were married. Blacks were into wearing suits and ties and being well-spoken and owning laundromats and their own doctors and their own libraries and their own, all across the South, all across the North, all across the West. And the establishment freaked out, and they came in and said, we got something for you. We're going to pay you not to have men in the house. We're going to give you government health and all this assistance. And now you got 92% illegitimacy. And black communities look like war zones with crack zombies, literally look like zombies, running around everywhere. Great job, New World Order. People say, oh, the government really screwed up. When the government does something, they mess up. No, they don't. They meant to do that. They said they were going to do that. And by the way, we had 90-plus percent white legitimacy. Guess what it is now? Less than half. And then they teach you to love your single parenthood. I'm not knocking you if you're a single parent. There are a lot of wonderful single parents. The fact is the odds are stacked against you. 3-1 that your child's going to get on drugs. 4-1 they're going to end up in the criminal justice system. Those are federal numbers. And the point is, they did it by design. They taught men how to be lazy, football addict punks. And they taught the women how to fight with their men and how to hate their men and how to be at each other's throats in the society instead of the family together against the outside system, which is what everybody knew before 1950. And we were the smartest, most educated, most informed, with the most patents, the most wealth. We were 4% of the world population. We had more than half the wealth. Now we're 6% of the world's population. We got about 25% of the wealth, and it's running down the drain fast. And we're a bunch of, myself included, fat, stumbling, decadent, drugged out, and by that, drugged out on T-bone steaks. Stumbling around, grasping at baubles like a nation of magpie birds collecting shiny goodies. People buy so many Christmas presents for their kids, even when they're broke, that it takes hours just to open them all or cram all the wrapping and all the packaging into the trash. The first thing we have to do is educate the public that there's something going on outside of their sphere of understanding. That's how they then discover what's going on outside the sphere of understanding. That there is alternative agendas, that there are global elites, that the elite is obsessed with how humans interact, how humans operate, how societies interact, sociology, psychology, advertising. And that there are thousands of textbooks written openly on how to brainwash you and control you. And they say in there that first you have to be conditioned that it doesn't exist, so you're defenseless against it. I have to first get you to realize you're under attack. That doesn't mean believe anything I say, but I'm begging you, realize you're being influenced, you're being lied to, you're being spun. More and more I realize that's the key. Just getting people to look around them. Just getting people outside the box. Just getting people to get past ideologies and names and labels and just to start looking around them. And then to start getting involved. Getting outside your houses. The New World Order will fall when you stop fighting with your husband. The New World Order will fall when you stop fighting with your wife. When you start knocking on your neighbor's door and having barbecue with them. The New World Order falls when you stop snorting cocaine.
It is a big idea. A New World Order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their avenue.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
The holidays are here, and that means extra food and extra weight gain. Why not make your New Year's resolution eat healthier? And the easiest and most delicious way to start is with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator makes eating healthy not only easy, but fun. You can use it with your favorite fruits, vegetables, fish, and meat. And the Excalibur Dehydrator cuts out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives found in most grocery store foods. You can also use the Excalibur Dehydrator to make your own herbs and spices in the comfort of your own kitchen. It's so easy your whole family can use it. Oh, and don't forget, the Excalibur Dehydrator makes the perfect Christmas gift. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with delicious, amazingly easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Benazir Bhutto, total analysis coming up early in the next hour. Also, the latest Ron Paul developments. It was reported last Friday, that he was barred from the final Republican debate. It's a, quote, forum. And then there was some spin put out by Fox that, oh, no, we're not having a debate. And now it's confirmed, Baltimore Sun, that indeed there is a debate coming up 2 days before the New Hampshire primary. What is that, next Monday? and that it's on, what, Friday, and that he is banned from it. So that's coming up. It's all coming up. Right now, let's go to James in Alabama. Thanks for holding, James.
Hey, man. So I was looking at some articles on the Internet, and I apologize because I don't have them, but I'm sure you can find them. It was an article out of, like, Vanity Fair-type magazine from London, and it said that he was interviewing your buddy David Shaler, and he said that no planes, man. He says no planes.
No, I know, and that's why I've ignored it. And
I don't. Well, I'm not trying to, like, point fingers at you or anything, but I know you guys edit video all day long, and so if you just go and look at all the live shots from the day of that were aired, you can get them from the archives. Just take 10 minutes to look at them. They've all been manipulated. Now, I'm not saying no planes, but the shots that they aired that were live were definitely doctored. There's no doubt about it.
All right. I appreciate your call, sir. Look, David Shaler, I mean, if I interview 15, 20 people for Terror Storm, there's going to be one or two that are in the film that end up saying some strange things. David Shaler has also come out and said that he is Jesus. Now, the crowd that aggressively pushes no planes, you didn't do that, sir, but the main crowd that does it viciously attacks me, lies about me, and act like government operatives. Now, I'm not saying David Shaler's government operative, you know, he's just former MI5. The point is, he's not doing that, and I think David seriously has got under too much stress. But some of the other people out there, I mean, we've really got to get ourselves together. I have friends, I have family who were in New York who saw the aircraft. And so you're going to have the establishment do this. As we expose the fact that 9/11 is an inside job, with the hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases, admit it, and U.S. embassy heads being ordered to let them back into the country, being told they were CIA, and Bush massing the armies to attack Afghanistan in the months before and having the launch orders for the day after 9/11 on his desk 2 days before. See, it was all prepared beforehand, and thousands of other points like that. The media never wants to focus on those issues. They always want to focus on people saying space beams shot out of an ostrich's nose did it, or Pluto aliens did it, or reptoids did it. And that's done by design. We don't do that here. And so I would just ask the listeners to really try to, you know, have a clue. But in this movement of alternative media, just because the mainstream media lies and spins doesn't then mean that the whole alternative media is telling the truth. I mean, I don't agree with a lot of the things that are said on this Genesis network. I don't agree with a lot of the things said on other Patriot networks. And if people on those other networks get mad at me, it's pretty stupid. I mean, I criticize my own network. I'm just saying that I'm trying to get more and more real here. And not play games, not hold back anything. And I've always said I didn't hold back anything, but I think I self-censor at certain points. Not anymore, folks. I'm just going to say the way it is. Our movement is filled with quacks pitching magical cures that are frauds, magical beams, all sorts of ridiculous stuff that holds us back. And a lot of that is by design. Okay, so I've always said, trust but verify, as Ronald Reagan said, I'm telling you have power, you can affect change, you can get out there and do big things. I'm trying to get you to turn your power loose. You have unbelievable power. In fact, I'm going to take more calls and get into some of these issues when we get back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.